Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 19th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, well, 44 degrees today. And it's supposed to rain and maybe turn into snow. Who knows? It's just winter. I don't like winter. What, nothing I can do about it. Anyways, let's see what's on the itinerary for today. Honolulu police back off order to order for medical marijuana users to turn in guns. I love the way they mix those words up. Anyways, we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
From the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Honolulu police back off order for medical marijuana users to turn in guns. This is from Gun Watch. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com on November 28th, 2017, the Honolulu Star Advisor wrote that Honolulu Police Department had been sending letters to people that were both registered gun owners and registered medical marijuana users. Shouldn't ever register for anything. The letters ordered the medical marijuana users to turn in their guns. And we were talking about, covered this, and it's time to shoot them, I guess. They think they can come take our goddamn guns for any reason. It's time to shoot them. This is from Star. Visitor. I know this. I did this a while ago. Star. They put all this stuff together. Star Advertiser, I think it is. At staradvertiser.com. The Honolulu Police Department has told legal marijuana users who own guns that they must turn in their weapons within 30 days, commanded by the king. The Honolulu Police Department, in a letter to about 30 medical marijuana card holders on Oahu, the police said you have 30 days upon receipt of this letter to voluntarily surrender your firearms. Oh, really? Well, what if you don't voluntarily surrender? I guess that's war. Police have been sending the letters since at least January. The United States Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I mean, I think about this, you know, alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Thinking that, you know, back at the time of the writing of the Bill of Rights, that they'd ever imagine that there would be a bureau dedicated to infringing on your second article right that can't be touched. I mean, oh, man, I've been listening to a lot of this crap because of what's going on with the Bundys, you know, and what should be done here. And then you got Trump going to talk to the FBI. And I'm listening to the intelligence report this morning. And I heard, you know, they were talking about the FBI. And Mark said, you know, we at least need to cut it in half. What? Man, come on. Are we really in the same universe here? The FBI has to go. It's an illegal agency. Not cut in half. I mean, it's like they're wanting to just hold on to just what works for them. Not in half. Gone. Absolutely. 110% erased. It's illegal. It was never authorized. It's a running violation of my Bill of Rights. It's got to go, all of it. And the BLM. All of them. Issued a letter, tobacco and firearms and explosives, issued a letter in 2011 finding that medical marijuana users may not legally possess firearms or ammunition under federal law. I mean, these are son of a bitches. These aren't even elected officials anymore. This foreign registered agency just sent out, well, this is what we've decided. You can't have firearms anymore. And we've decided that you can. I mean, this isn't even this bullshit with this illegitimate federal court findings that cannot, you know, go past that ninth article. This is, I mean, come on, people. I think it's time. I'm going to read that again just so you don't miss it. The United States Bureau, I'll take the alcohol and all that stuff off. The United States Bureau of Firearms, issued a letter in 2011 finding that medical marijuana users may not legally possess firearms or ammunition under federal law. And so now they're courts. I mean, this is what happens when you let this goddamn, you know, this administrative admiralty just completely take over. They're deciding, well, we've looked at this. You can't have one. We've decided. I think that's why they put a period at the end of that sentence on the second article, because they know that they knew that this was shit was coming. You can't take a people over until you disarm them. The Supreme Court has ruled that states are not required to use their resources to enforce federal law. I mean, what? Go away. It is not clear if Hawaii law prohibits medical marijuana users from possessing firearms or ammunition. Hawaii law requires that a person who applies for a firearms permit, man, you talk about draconian. I mean, these people should have been hung shit 20, 30 years ago, people. I mean, Hawaii, I never knew this either. Hawaii law requires that a person who applies for a firearm permit must include a release to the police of your medical history. Doctors are required to release any mental health information that is pertinent. The use of medical databases to confiscate firearms has been controversial. It's not controversial. You just cannot goddamn do it. None of this shit you're doing, everything you're doing is, I mean, it's purely a rogue action. It is aggression, and it's going to be met with aggression. You just need to really just, you know, quit pussyfooting around and just get with the program here and go get them guns. That's what you need to do. The Honolulu police have retracted their confiscation letter in order to study the issue. What were you studying? People saying, well, come give it a go. I will blow you right out of your boots. Man, people. This is from civilbeat.org. The department said that it won't ask medical marijuana patients to give up their guns while it consults with other government agencies and reviews recent court rulings. Well, so now they've ordered you. First they ordered you, turn them guns in, you got 30 days. And now they're not going to ask you to turn your guns in while they look a little closer at this. Maybe somebody got, you know, we talk about it all. Maybe somebody found somebody in a dumpster over there. Wouldn't that be sweet? And maybe that's why they thought maybe we better rethink this. Maybe they found a couple of people in dumpsters. Who knows? I mean, do you think they'd tell us about it? Because I don't. This is a new era of concern for cities across the country, and we in Honolulu want to develop a policy that's legally sound and serves our community. Then what you do is you get so far away from our gun rights that you don't even mention them. That's the only thing that's legal in these United States. As said, new police chief Susan Ballard, I hope it's an army of women I have to fight, in the release, formulating the policy will take time, but we want to do it right. What you mean is they want to get outside forces, enough of them over there, because they went to enforce this. Nobody turned no guns in. You see, they gave them 30 days, people. And one day, did we get any guns? No, nobody sent in no guns. Get any guns today? No, this has been a week. You put any guns yet? No, we did find a body in the dumpster of one of the people who wrote this shit down on paper and signed their name to it. I'm telling you, everybody understands the lay of the land here. These son of a bitches it's even getting to the point where, the ATF decided that these people can't have guns. Really? Who in the fuck is the ATF, bat faggot? Who are these people? Somebody might want to look and see. Where is that in the Constitution? You know, the authorization for all these agencies, what they are is exercising government authority, and they're not elected officials, people. These are goddamn private corporations acting under contract. Don't be surprised if you have, Halliburton show up, they're going to, when the gun confiscation started, it probably will be. And manned by foreigners, Halliburton foreigners coming to your house to try to take your guns, probably be the most likely scenario. Carl Berquist from Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii, an organization that advocates for the legalization of marijuana, said Tuesday he wonders why the agency is going to continue denying gun permits to medical cannabis license holders. The denial in the first place doesn't seem to be based on any particular sound policy reasoning, Berquist said. People have been smoking some pot over in Hawaii, man. I got the best pot over there. The Honolulu police are currently refusing to grant permits for the possession of guns to those who are medical marijuana users. What granting permission for possess a gun? Man, I got to check this. I'm missing something here. Second article, and see if it says anything about the government. The well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be. I don't see anything in here about a state permission to have a gun. Do you? Are you saying that the control of the gun is in the hands of the state? Is that what this? I think that's what I just read there, people. Let's see here. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, according to one of the people who put it in there. So here we have the control of the gun solidly in the state's hand. You need the state's permission to have a gun. This guy in Hawaii, you need to go over there and you need to, the people of Hawaii, what we need to do is ship you some real good hemp. You got hemp rope. Goddamn, you grow marijuana. There's no excuse for this shit. You got the hemp. Make the rope. Hang these motherfuckers. They have no right to breathe your air. This is usurpation in its ugliest form. Hawaii is one of the few states that require all new firearms in the state to be registered with the police. This is just like up in Canada. So we got a goddamn rogue little state going on over there in Hawaii. Where in the hell are the people on this? Where are you on this one, Trumpy? You have to apply to the police to purchase a handgun. So the power of the sword does lie in the hands of the state in violation of the Bill of Rights in the state of Hawaii, correct? Or am I missing something here? If you are approved, the permit to purchase is good for 10 days. Really? I had no clue. Permits to purchase long guns are good for a year. Long guns owned before July 1st, 1994 is when they committed this treachery, and they should have already been hung. Are grandfathered and need not be registered. Any firearms transfers in the state since 1994 are required to go through the registration process. Here's a little communist enclave out there. I mean, we should cut off all aid to Hawaii. They are in blatant violation of the People's Bill of Rights. So we should cut off all everything that they're getting. We should go out there and shoot them. We should sink that fucking island, I think. An island of goddamn treachery. No offense, Galen. I know you're listening. And it's not the people that live there. It's just the goddamn slimy-ass communists who have infiltrated. I'm sure of that. Hawaii is in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Old Downer and gave San Fran Sag Frag Cisco. Which has upheld most infringements of the Second Amendment. Let's get where this write it out. Yeah, there's infringements, but the court upheld them, so I guess there's nothing we can do about it, people. Cuomo proposes gun control legislation to combat cultural and institutional harassment of women. You know, they've been playing this thing with the women. They're designed like they want to get a bunch more women into power positions. They don't know how much this has crossed people up. You know what I'm saying? They put all these women who, you know, never were out in the real world until, you know, the right to vote came along, I think, in the 20s and what might have you. And they started participating in business. This is through no fault of their own. But, I mean, as far as being in the jungle for thousands of years like the men were, they weren't. And you know, they put them up there in these positions of power. Nothing seethes my blood more than some bull dyke. You're looking down, you know, like a tough cop or a judge sitting on the bench, looking down, judging me. I'll tell you what, you women, I mean, you good women out there, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we hold you on a pedestal. We'll die for you. But these goddamn bitches here, I'm telling you, I have no problem slipping the rope over their neck, cinching her down, and dropping them through the chute. Not for one second. And I'll tell you what, it's just like these politicians that get on there with these tough looks on their face. Well, you need it. Yeah. You better nut up and you better get ready to stand up and take them as you're delivering them, tough guy. Guy. Because I got news for you. Whatever status you've achieved it through our acquiescence. It's not because you whooped us in any war, because you can't. We are physically superior and on an intelligence basis, you know, just as strictly intelligence. Women will match men, you know, and outdo them in some areas. But when it comes down to fucking war, it's about goddamn brute strength and the ability to hack and slash and kill. So you better back the fuck away from us, too. That's all I'm saying. And they play this game, you know, that like with this whole thing with all these women coming forward, you know, and accusing people. It's to create the illusion of this some kind of power of women. So you better do it or else kind of thing. You know, it ain't that I can grab you and physically make you do anything. It's just this false veil with a army of jackboot thugs out in front, you know, and I'm going to be there like the accuser at the Salem witch trials and somebody else is going to rip you apart as I act like I'm the tough son of a bitch with a pair of balls that did it. Well, you ain't. God, this country is so screwed up. Anyway, this was sent in. This is from the Daily Caller. It was sent in by Joe STP. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed gun legislation late last week to help eradicate incidents of mass shootings, domestic violence, and harassment. Oh, my God, how did we ever get along without these bastards? Cuomo interwove. Cuomo, you know, goddamn, what the hell's the name of his brother that's the head of the CNN over there, one of them broadcasts, that little prick, man. I could, little Jew scumbag is what he is. Cuomo interwove the issue as he teased the legislation he plans to unveil next year at New York's State of the State. This year will be remembered as the year of reckoning. Oh, you're going to reckon with you? You're going to get your army of women, Cuomo? Man, I'll tell you, this guy here, I mean, what is he? You think about this, people. They like to stand up there like they're bad dudes. Like they're the kind of guy, you better step aside. You step to the other side of the street, you know, sidestep, get out of their way. Like they're bad dudes. You put this little prick. I mean, I know 15-year-old kids that pound his ass right down in the goddamn pavement right now. He's nothing. It's this illusion of strength through goddamn duplicity. That's all you can call it. I mean, you stood up there. I mean, I can't remember who I was talking about this with the other day about people, you know, in traffic or something, flip you off like they're tough and you go to drive after. Man, they grab that goddamn cell phone so they can get in touch with their balls, so their balls can get there to back their mouth up. You know what I'm saying? Same with these little pricks, like this Cuomo and his brother on CNN. Punks. You couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. You're nothing. So, I mean, I guess, you know, this is kind of way it comes before, you know, an uprising. You know, little pricks like this puffing out and the pissed off people out there. I can just see it now, you know, when this thing breaks loose, the first guy that walks up and grabs that little son of a bitch by the throat. Oh, buddy. Guess what? Your government ain't here no more. Your goddamn occupation can't keep me away from you. I got my hand around your goddamn neck. What now, tough guy? Let's show everybody how fucking tough you are. Let's get out here in the middle of the road. Just you and me. Just so you can't say that it took a bunch of us to take a punk piss ant like you. The year of reckoning, when both the tragedy of mass shootings and cultural and institutional harassment of women became impossible to ignore. Really? Governor Cuomo said, building on the women's equality agenda, because he's a woman, you see, so he's going to work for his species, for his gender. He's a woman. That's what you are, Cuomo. You're a woman. Building on the women's equality agenda, we are continuing our mission for progressive values and women's rights with a legislation to target the unquestionable relationship between domestic violence and gun violence. You know, I read this book one time, man. It was called Freedom by Sapphire, big old bastard, about Abraham Lincoln. And man, it had all the stuff in it you don't hear nowhere else, you know, like him. In fact, you know, this big emancipator, he said that black people and white people could never live together. He was the one that wanted to take all the blacks out of the country to put them in a colony in Niger. You know, everything that you've been told about the man's a goddamn lie. But in that book, man, there was a lot of stuff about, like, his cabinet and, you know, Stanton and all these pricks. And that we see, there was a couple of them, you know, this women's rights movement thing. These women, you know, they you wonder how, you know, they got the first foothold. Well, you know, okay, you got a guy up there. He's a powerful senator. This is one of the stories that was in it. And this is true shit. This is all nonfiction. And he was such a little weaselly, little dick, little thing, man. He was a wussy, is what he was. He's a complete wussy. And his woman, you know, if you want me to play with you on Thursday or whatever, you're going to do this. And she was sitting there doing the legislation for this goddamn spineless, ballless little whatever he was. I guess there were them kind back then, too. But this is the kind of shit I see out of this little punk Cuomo. I mean, what's this guy going to do? I mean, you guys just step back and look at him. Does that guy impress you any? Because he doesn't impress me. He doesn't impress me intellectually. He doesn't impress me physically. He impresses me in no way. I would dust him. I would slap him down like the woman he is. Building on women's equality agenda, we are continuing our mission of progressive, that's communist, by the way. The two words are synonymous. They've come out and said that, and then they back away from it. Same shit, you know. For progressive values and women's rights with this legislation to target the unquestionable relationship between domestic violence and gun violence. There's always going to be a connection between violence and gun violence. There's always going to be a connection between violence and knife violence. There's always going to be a connection between violence and, well, hammer violence. I mean, they think we're so goddamn, but like little children. I'm going to tell you a little fairy tale here. You bite me, you piece of shit. Cuomo's legislation would ban possession of all firearms from New York residents who commit any domestic violence crime, a federal law already in place. And that federal law that's already in place is a violation of the second article of the People's Bill of Rights, and you motherfuckers are going to hang for it. Everything you've done, I mean, it might not be you, but then again, it was your grandpas that really started this shit, and your generation, you've been fucking us generationally. You think we're not gonna, your progeny's just gonna coast on by? You really think my progeny's gonna hang your progeny? How about that, son of a bitch? We got long memories. Firearms. New York State law presently bans the possession of firearms of those convicted of felonies. Again, zero authority. You can't freaking do it. Every incident that you, every minute of time you've taken away from an American national over this goddamn usurpation of our Bill of Rights, your family's going to pay for it. You went into this, you son of a bitches that got everything, your family's going to have, we'll make sure they have nothing. They are going to be treated like we were treated, only worse. However, that prohibition does not include domestic violence crimes that result in misdemeanors. And we can get it right down to traffic fines, couldn't we? I mean, you could get your gun taken away if you don't. We read it the other day. If you didn't pay your parking tickets, they could just take your gun because, well, they can take your guns. You don't have no right to your guns. Want to bet? What you really need to do, Como, you homo, is get your badass in gear and start taking them fucking guns. You're a tough guy. You can do it. Get your goddamn helmet on, get your vest on, and come give it a fucking go. Bitch. Felonies. However, that prohibition doesn't include domestic violence crimes that result in misdemeanors. We're going to get it right down to you just look at one of us the wrong way, and boy, we have the authority to take from you. That's just the way it is.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I saw where Como, he put somebody in prison for 20 years just for having a bullet in the car.
Well, you know, somebody just let him get away with it, didn't they? Because, I mean,
some woman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember it. I know exactly what you're talking about, Charlie. You're absolutely right. I think it was a shotgun shell. And yeah, I mean, but why do they get away with this? Because nobody's doing anything about it. How can, I mean, I know, you know, it's one thing. I want to sit here and say, you know, they walk your streets, but they really don't. When they go anywhere, they got goddamn guns coming out the door like they were over there in goddamn the Middle East and ushering them out into their bulletproof limousines and backing around. They know what's coming down. They know we hate their guts and we want to hang them. They're not stupid. They're just treacherous. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Six. chimney, baby. Oh. Will your stockings full of joy?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that was Foghat with All I Want for Christmas Is You. Getting into this spirit such as it is. And the Comos, yeah, that's what we're finishing up on, these Comos. What the hell does it say here? It is unknown, however, if the legislation includes a provision that allows law enforcement to confiscate firearms from individuals based on mere allegation. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. And I'll tell you, Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo, you're a couple of punk bitches. And when you do get your trial, if I'm there, I'm gonna ask for a sentence that you be slapped to death like the bitches you are. Why refineries are expected to give their tax savings right back to shareholders? No! Their shareholders are making mint. I mean, they're charging us $2.69 a gallon for gas when there's a glut of it. As they're setting it up to export everything out of this country to their benefit and to our loss, okay? This is from Wall Street Journal. U.S. fuel makers are poised to reap billions, because they need billions more, don't they? The fuel makers, don't they need billions more? I mean, there's a glut of crude oil on the market, so they're getting it for a song. And then they're manufacturing, they're raping you and me at the pump, but they need more. It's not enough for them. They're going to reap billions under a sweeping Republican overhaul of the tax code. And it passed the House and it's going to the Senate. And, you know, if you people really stand back and look at the Republican ticket and the Republican agenda and the agenda of the people behind the scenes, man, this tax code, well, what is this really? This is the payoff to the son of a bitches that put him in office. This is what he went there for. Once it's just like Obama and that goddamn health care thing. Once they get past it, they've done all got their big chunk of money, and it's all just gravy from there on. And then you'll see, well, I'm going to have to go to Ginch on that DAC thing. Ah, well, you know, it's just, you know, you can get mad at me if you want. I already got the trillions for my buddies. We got you again, you dumbasses. Reap billions under a sweeping Republican overhaul of the tax code, but don't expect them to expand, go on a hiring binge, or lower prices at the pump. Supply and demand, don't you know, people? Refiners haven't built any major new plants in the United States since, are you ready, the 1970s. Instead, they have been returning profits to shareholders in masses in recent years because the country has more gasoline and diesel than it can consume. I'm going to read that for you again. Because the country has more gasoline and diesel than it can consume. And we're paying $2.69 a gallon here where I'm at for this glut of gasoline. All my life since I started driving when I was about 14 years old, it was, well, this is how come you got to pay this much. It's called supply and demand, young man. You need to understand it. You see, when the supply is really up there and there isn't a demand to meet the supply, the price goes way down, which you'll never see and you've never seen in your life. But when the demand is way up and there's not very much, the supply is way down, then the price goes up. That's just how it works. Until we get into the 21st century, when they're still calling it supply and demand, but like I said, they're making every effort to pump our raw resources out of this country so they can, then when we go there and say, well, it's international supply and demand. You're competing with the Chinese and the Japanese and all of these other places for your gasoline. That's why it's so high. We're not just ripping you off the pump, taking your resource. Go ahead.
It's heads I win, tails you lose.
You've learned this game, haven't you, Charlie? Oh, where are we here? Since the 1970s, returning profits to shareholders in masses in recent years because the country has more gasoline and diesel than it can consume. The strategy, and you think Trump, you know, it's just like this thing with the Bundys yesterday with the representative from Washington coming out, and we've got to get this to Trump. He don't know about this. He don't know about none of this shit, people. He don't know about him stealing from us at the gas pump. He doesn't realize that what he's actually doing is merging the United States with communist China, who kills political dissidents. He just don't realize it. That's all. He's doing the best he can. The strategy is expected to continue if refiners who have largely been paying the current 35% corporate tax rate see their rate drop to 21% under the proposed tax cut, according to analysts and people familiar with the company's plans. The brunt of the savings, an extra... Now, you think about this, is all you people out there who December has become the darkest month of the year because it's so shitty, because you have nothing. You think about this as you're buying that gas at $2.60, 70, 80 cents a gallon, the brunt of the savings, and next year, well, $1.5 billion next year alone, likely would wind up benefiting the company's investors, including billionaire Warren Buffett. The case study of U.S. refiners shows that for many industries, the impact of the tax cut on capital investment and job growth will be limited for a simple reason. Yeah, I'll tell you what the simple reason is. They have made record profits since 2008 when they did terrible things to the people of this country. People had worked all of their lives, 20, 30, 40 years, lost everything and put out on the goddamn streets. But, you know, it's a tax cut on capital investment growth will be limited for a simple reason. Pouring the money back into expansion wouldn't make business sense. And that's what this is all about. It's stealing our resources and selling them back to us at goddamn ripoff, just ripping us off. Taking everything we got because it should be theirs. We're just going. Advocor Corporation, one of the country's largest independent refineries, said last week that it would reinvest 25% to 35% of the cash back into the business over the next 3 years and could increase dividends and share buybacks. This is just going to make them more powerful. I mean, money is power in this country, or if I miss something here, this is giving more power to those who already have pretty much ultimate goddamn power. Those who can't be touched. Those who do not live by the laws we live by. Who are apart from us. The internationalists are overlords. Gregory Goff, chief executive of the company formerly known as Tesoro, said much of the cash from tax cuts would go back to investors. And I'm going to tell you, see, they talk about this in the country. I'm going to tell you who those investors are. Go look it up. Go see who owns these goddamn oil companies at the, you know, go through the first level down to the second level. You'll start hitting and go down to the next level and you'll see nothing but. It's because that's who the money's going to go to. It's to give the Chinese, you know, just like Alaska. Well, you know, we'll still go on a little bit here. Gregory Goff, executive of the company formerly known as Tesoro, said much of the tax cuts would go to the investors. They have been paid $1 billion in dividends since 2012, and the value of their shares increased after the company bought back $2.4 billion in stock. At the end of the day, it probably frees up more for shareholders, Mr. Goff told analysts earlier this month. President Donald Trump touted his ideas for cutting taxes during a visit to Endeavor Refinery in North Dakota in September. Valerio Energy Corporation also is likely to direct much of the cash from tax cuts to dividend payments and stock buybacks, according to people familiar with the company's plans to return $600 million to investors through dividends and stock buybacks in the third quarter of 2017, and has said it would buy back another $1.6 billion in shares. Now, tell me something. We've been talking about the fact that Trumpy and company are wanting to turn the production of petroleum products in the state of Alaska over to the Chinese straight up front. No front companies, nothing. Just merging in there. Why did they say they had to do that? They're just, nobody has no money but the Chinese to invest in this. All of these billions and billions that are going back to these goddamn industries, but we don't got none. We got to have these Chinese. It's really about money. You think so? Really? Or do you think that handing the Alaska petroleum products over to the Chinese is some sort of payoff for a bunch of illegitimate loans that were made in the name of we the people to the Chinese people that they will just hand it over to these very same son of a bitches that are getting a couple trillion more right now? It's going through the Senate right now to give them a couple trillion more, people. Really? But we don't have no money to it. We can't, no money in this country. If you want to go and tap your natural resources, you're going to have to be like the Saudi Arabians and the people in Yemen and the Middle East. You're just going to have to turn a bunch of it over to this foreign government because you can't do it. Hell, we're just Americans. We don't know how to drill a hole in the fucking ground and get the oil out, do we? We don't know how to process it and bring it to the pump, do we? Oh, yeah, I guess we do if we're ripping off our own people. But this here is a special deal set up for the Chinese government, for the Chinese. This is a part of the merger. I was, watching again yesterday, and they're talking about just how evil these goddamn Chinese are. At the same time, we're merging with them. I mean, it's a Chinese company. That's goddamn, that's a Chinese, that's red communist Chinese country. That means that fellow they're putting up front there, that guy, he's coming and invest a ton of money in your country. But no, that's the government, because he don't own nothing. In communism, the government owns everything, don't you know? And so Mr. Tao Tong Tio don't own shit. He's just the front man for the Chinese government. And then they're going to come in and get, all your goddamn, most resource-rich place we got left, Alaska. Well, they're already up there digging our gold out for nothing. Why, they might as well have the goddamn crude and the natural gas, right? But and by the way, I want to make it perfectly clear that Trump don't know nothing about none of this. He's just being tricked because he's such a trickable fella. He's into tricking, don't you know? At the end of the day, it probably frees up more for shareholders, Mr. Goff told an analyst earlier this year. President Donald Trump touted his ideas for cutting taxes during a visit to Andover. That's where we were. Okay, 1.6 billion in shares. Analysts say the strategy makes sense for refiners, which face longer-term uncertainties about demand for gasoline and diesel. What? No, you, with a glut of it. What they've done is just said, yeah, there's a glut. We pumped it all out of the ground, and you're going to pay $2.60 a gallon for it. Forget about that supply and demand. We've got it. We're holding it. We won't let you have none unless you give us this much. This pretense of, well, we're not certain what the price might be. It'd be whatever these goddamn criminals set it at, won't it? Or am I missing something here? It sure as hell has nothing to do with supply and demand, or I'd be paying about, 35 cents a gallon for it, and that was with heavy tax. So, again, here's some more of this, making America great again. We're going to be so great, people. I guarantee you, China's going to think we're great because they're getting all our goddamn resources. You don't want... Go ahead.
You're killing me now. They're down here to make America great again. It's just like a punchline.
Sadly so. You don't want more capacity in an industry where there is already overcapacity. What am I saying? We're paying $2.69 a gallon. What's the matter with this picture, people? Listen to what I just said. This is them talking. You don't want more capacity in an industry where there is already overcapacity. So you don't want more capacity. So just sell it outright, just like your land, your resources. We got so much here in the United States. Just, hey, do you know China? Just come on over here and you set up your own op. Just take our resource. Just go ahead. Fuck the people in the United States. We'll sell them to you too. You want to buy some? Said Paul Ching. Oh, here we go. You don't want more. Here we go, people. You don't want more capacity in an industry where there is already overcapacity, said Paul Cheng of Barclays PLC. It's unlikely you'll have the need to spend all this money, and you shouldn't. You would destroy value. So, my God, people, you talk about, let them eat cake. You know, that was something growing up they always tell you about Aunt Marie Antoinette. I heard the story isn't real or anything. But the people are starving, and you're just so goddamn out of touch with the reality around you. Let them eat cake. Let them burn, well, diesel. Mr. Chang projects. Mr. Chang Tong Tong Tao projects the legislation would provide around a 20% boost to refineries' earnings per share. So what you're going to do, what this tax break is to give every one of these son of a bitches that have been ripping you off the punt 20% more. What do you say? They deserve it, don't they? God, if we could only give them more, how much better it would be for us per share. And a 9% increase or more to cash flow from operations. But, I mean, just they're wallowing in money. But we got to have the Chinese. We don't got no money to develop our resources in Alaska. Only the Chinese can do that, people. Many of the companies likely would opt to return more than half of the cash to investors, he said. And, man, I'm telling you, these are the people. I'll tell you, the people that are a part of this, right down to the goddamn shareholders, got to hang. They have to hang because they have to know what they're doing. Is it rocket science?
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Your rant almost sounds anti-Chimetic.
Well, no offense to anybody on the line, okay? my Oriental brother, Philip 66, would have a cash flow increase of $227 million from the tax change, according to Barclays. But we got to, we got no money here. Chinese have to come in and develop Alaska, don't you know? Pay off. They sold goddamn Alaska, man. If all of those funds were returned to shareholders, more than $34 million would go to Mr. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway based on his roughly 15% stake in the refinery. Warren Buffett needs $34 million more dollars. And if I could sell some of the few things I got, I could sell my clothes, I guess. I'd send him some more because Mr. Buffett needs it. He deserves it, don't you think? A spokesman for Phillip 66 declined to comment. I bet he did. A spokeswoman for Berkshire Hathaway didn't respond to a request for comment. I bet they didn't. God, if the average person going down and seeing what they're getting raped at the pump understood just what I've just talked about here, don't you think they would be, I mean, back in the 70s, they ripped pumps out of the goddamn ground and everything over 70 cents a gallon, which was an outrage at the time. Make no mistake. 70 cents back then was probably worth more than $2.69 now. For investors, U.S. refineries have been one of the best bets among oil and gas companies recently due to their relatively high profits compared with capital investment. Relatively high. There used to be goddamn laws in this country that said you couldn't make 200% profit on something that's coming from the people's resources, selling it to the people. Those laws had to go. They were holding up things, don't you know? It's not going to be hard to convict these people. And I don't think it's going to be hard to get, I don't know, you guys are out there. I mean, would you volunteer to, you know, run the trap door, put the noose around the neck, staple the eyelids to the forehead? Would you? You'd have to get in line. Since 2012, refineries, including Endeavor, Marathon Petroleum Corp., PBF Energy Incorporation, Phillips 66, and others have provided $53 billion in cash to shareholders in individual dividends and buybacks. $53 billion? Nah, you couldn't use that money to develop Alaska. Not that you'd want to. I mean, we have a glut here. Why would you? It better just to sell out the raw resources straight to the Chinese. You know them people that want to kill us over there across that ocean? Let them make enough money to really build up a good navy, and then we could really do some killing here in this country, huh? Maybe they could put those American nationals back in their place. For the king and the queen, don't you know? Shareholders and dividends and buybacks, more than half the cash they generated from operations in that time, according to a Wall Street Journal analyst at FactSet Data. While the industry has spent billions upgrading existing refineries in the past 5 years, the biggest four fuel producers that don't produce oil or gas delivered a total return of 180% profit to the goddamn shareholders. People, now goddamn it, this is your resources, and they're making you're paying $2.69 a gallon at the pump, and they're making 180% profit. Does that sit right with you? to shareholders, including dividends, beating the S&P 500 index by almost 75 percentage points. I mean, just, we can make 500% profit selling you your own shit back to you, because there is no law in this goddamn country.
I don't know, Henry. I kind of like getting raped at the pump at my age. it's the closest thing I get next to sex. In fact, I got a tattoo on my ass now that says, turn off your engine and no smoking.
Probably for the best. We don't want no flash-ups. 180% profit to the shareholders, people. Unlike major oil companies like ExxonMobil Corporation, and I love this little cry bit here. You're going to love this. Unlike major oil companies like ExxonMobil Corporation and Chevron Corporation, which both produce and refine oil, which means they're raping the resource and selling it back to you at 180% profit, refine the oil, independent refineries have largely been, and these are the ones, when they talk about independent refineries, I'm going to tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about the ones down there in Texas owned by, well, the Israelis. You see, these are the ones, the Israelis. So you're going to hear a little whining and just like 180% profit. Just, they should have more. Let's see what they should have, people. Oil and independent refineries, OI, have largely been unable to use other tax provisions to avoid paying the current 35% tax rate. They don't pay shit, they're Jews. That is because they are unable to take advantage of offsets such as deductions for drilling costs. The vast majority of independent oil refineries are actually American companies, oil, American-fronted companies owned by the goddamn Jews, that can't take advantage of various tax loopholes around the world and are stuck with American tax code. They can't go and whore our shit around the world. This is wrong. They can't just take our raw crude because they're a crude company too, and just like Exxon and what the hell this other Chevron, like they're doing right now. See, this is what they're saying. They don't get to just take your raw resource and sell it out there for 100% profit on something they didn't pay anything for. They only get 180% on the raw, on the refining of the product here that they have to, you know, they're just stuck here in the United States with this unreasonable tax code that allows them 180% profit, and they need more, said Brendan Williams, Vice President of Government Affairs for PBF. He said PBF supports tax reform, but wouldn't discuss the company's capital expenditures plan. It just steams me. I sit here and I read this shit, and by the time I'm done, I'm so pissed. I'm shaking. This is so goddamn wrong on so many levels, and it's just like, you know, it's got to be anymore till it's just out there. You know, they'll talk about it. Yeah, we're robbing the hell out of you stupid fucking peons.
It's like watching a train wreck.
It is in slow motion. You're goddamn right it is. Hey, an Amtrak train traveling 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. I guess that's what it ended up being yesterday. Anyways, guys, we have hit the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PDFTT. And until then, if you're going to get any gas, you might consider the tattoo that old Flea's got there, because it would be appropriate. And that is the Word from the Trenches.